Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, and we're doing something a little different this week. Craig Williams, our producer, and Corey Martin had an experience over at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe in the Magic Kingdom, and they went ahead and recorded a little segment. I'm just here to do the intro, and we're going to throw it over to those two for their thoughts on Cosmic Rays.
Hello, everyone. It is Craig here along with
Corey.
Corey. And tonight we are in the Magic Kingdom and we are having a quick service meal. And unfortunately, we are choosing a place that I don't think will be very good.
But hopefully it's cold because it's so hot out here.
Yeah, no, as long as there's air conditioning, it will be good. And the place, of course, that we are going to go into is Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. So, besides Sunny Eclipse, I essentially hate this place.
Sometimes it's a go-to place because, you know, there's plenty of seating and a variety of food. Hopefully I'm right.
Yeah, oh no, it's my go-to place because there's seats, there's air conditioning, and there are like two power outlets in here. So, but we're not here for that. We're here for the food. So let's go on inside and we'll try it out. We'll let you know what we think.
Rotisserie chicken, which is the first time for everything, but the one thing I like about this place is the fixins bar, and I didn't know what to do with this. So I guess, you know, I can't add mushrooms to it, or onions, or lettuce, or pickles, so I'm just gonna have to enjoy it the way it is. Hopefully I made the right decision. We're about to find out. I'm sure I have a fork somewhere where I can just go for it. It's breaking apart pretty good. I don't think onions would have added anything to this. I don't think mushrooms would add anything to this. It's pretty good and tender. I haven't got to the breast yet, but that's coming soon. I asked for double green beans. I didn't want the mashed potatoes, but they did give that to me too. So there's a lot of greens in this. But we'll see. I'll still try this. I'll try that first. Maybe I shouldn't have substituted. I'm a green beans person. Whoa! Those are cold. Hello. Are they supposed to be cold? All right. I'm gonna go with the mashed potatoes.
Lucky for me, I was raised in the entertainment capital of my planet, Zork, U-Nork City. U-Nork. U-Nork. Is my hometown. U-Nork. U-Nork. Is upside down, and every single part of it is underground. Cause up above the surface, there's methane around.
I decided to go vegetarian once again. Tonight I went with the falafel burger, which as you can see, it is like literally burnt black. If this was any more falafeled, I don't know what it would be. It comes with the, and we all know what it's called. It's the tea sauce. I know I can't pronounce it correctly, so I'm not gonna try. I put some toppings on there, some pickles, some, all that goodness on there.
Wait, you didn't use any of the stuff over
here? Oh yeah, no. I used pickles, tomato, lettuce. I think I put some jalapenos on. I didn't go with the onions and mushrooms yet, but
what a waste.
It's still an early night, so.
Yeah.
normally expected. This thing is burnt to a crisp. If it wasn't for that, it might be good. It definitely, it ignored all signs. It looked at Sunny Eclipse while it was on my tray. And it just burnt to a crisp. I can't say much beyond that. I'm not taking it back up to get another one. I know I could. Chances are it would just come out burnt again. I'm going to try to make something work with the toppings, see if it still comes out edible. It's really not that bad on the inside. Just the outside is so charred.
Can you get a close-up of it? Like, bring it in? I just want to see.
Disappointing. I expected way more from Cosmic Rays. I have to say that. So much more. You're about halfway done. How do you feel right now?
Still eating. Try not to eat them. Try not to eat the skin though. The little. I'm used to fried Popeyes chicken. I'll do rotisserie here and there, but I prefer fried chicken. The best thing about this meal, the jokes from Sunny Eclipse. What type of bugs do they have on the moon? Lunatics. Blame him for that, not me. Blame him.
I see you went and got ketchup. And a bunch of other condiments to help out.
I got some outer space condiments.
Nice.
This is, you would go, Earthlings would say this is ketchup. Earthlings would call this mayonnaise. I'm using these primarily for my space fries.
Nice. Keep it going. Is it out of this world?
They must be related to your green beans because they are also cold. And I just want to point out, it's not like we're not spending a lot of time filming this. Like, I'm handing it off as you eat and back and forth. So these came out like relatively cold, and now they are completely cold. This place is an embarrassment. I'm saying it in the nicest of ways. Well, that just happened.
Sorry.
That's about the only thing I really have to say about it.
I tried something different. I tried the rotisserie chicken. I usually like stack up a hamburger, but look, the chicken was good, but everything.
This is my second food review in a row where I'm actually like going out of my comfort zone. I'm doing all vegetarian. I did a falafel burger and french fries, which, yeah, french fries are very common. Falafel burger, not so common for me.
I'll do rotisserie chicken. And this one wasn't bad, I'm not gonna lie, but everything else was like the green beans cold. Two times. But usually when I come, it's with the kids, and you know, we can easily get chicken fingers here, and so that's why we hop in, because it's cold. Today, you know, some of the food is cold, yeah. In addition.
Here's the thing, I have feelings about it right now, but we're also about to start Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So now this has to sit with us for the next 5 hours.
Yeah, we don't want this to be a Halloween party.
Yeah.
Right?
So in 5 hours, or in like 2 or 3 days or a week or two from now, I'll let you know how I really feel. As of right now, though, it's not very positive. So we'll see you back soon, and hope you enjoyed our look inside Cosmic Rays.
Yeah.
All right. Our featured dining review today is going to be Cosmic Rays, a counter service at the Magic Kingdom. And Corey and Craig got a chance to experience that. I was not with them because we were over doing the Diamond Horseshoe at that time. We kind of split up. We did this at the Halloween party. We split up. I'm interested to hear what you have to say. So I'll throw it over to you two.
Well, it was out of this world.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That'll do it.
That's probably about it. See,
with Cosmic Rays, I mean, it's kind of hard to take a dining review seriously when we talk about Cosmic Rays. It really is. I consider Cosmic Rays consistently ordinary. There's not a lot to talk about Cosmic Rays. It's just ordinary. I mean, you kind of put it in the same ballpark as Liberty Inn at Epcot, Backlot Express at Hollywood Studios, and what's the one at Animal Restaurantosaurus. They all offer the same stuff: hamburgers, nuggets, a chicken here and there, and it's just ordinary.
It's a love it or hate it place. There are people who just go insane over Cosmic Rays.
Really?
There are, yes, between Sunny Eclipse being in there, and then there are people who are like, no, you go there and you have to get the rotisserie chicken. You have to get the rotisserie chicken. You can't get rotisserie chicken anywhere else like that, anywhere else in the Magic Kingdom, which, yes, that is true to a point, but, you know, I can also say, like, you know, yeah, you have to go to Casey's for a chili cheese dog. You won't get any other chili cheese dogs like that in the Magic Kingdom. It's the only place they have it, but that doesn't mean it's good.
Okay.
And so, yeah, there are people who just go insane over Cosmic Rays. I don't get that. I'm in the camp that I hate it, but I did go into this one with at least a little bit of hope, saying like, okay, well, I'm going vegetarian again. I'm going for the falafel burger, and this has the potential to be interesting and different. And just like every other time I've ever eaten at Cosmic Rays, it's just been average to bad.
Yeah, I like to use the word ordinary. Look, because I've eaten there tons of times, mainly because if we don't have a reservation at a park, our kids end up dictating where we eat. We can kind of experiment and eat whatever, but if Ferris wants nuggets, he wants nuggets. There's no talking him out of that. If Finley wants macaroni and cheese or something else, there's no talking her out of that. We usually settle for just to make them happy. We end up at Cosmic Rays. Now, I had the rotisserie chicken, and it's not something I would normally order at Cosmic Rays because I enjoy the fixins. I enjoy taking that plain burger that tastes like every other burger on property at quick service locations and stacking it up with as much stuff as possible. Lettuce, tomato, onions.
Stuff that normally already comes on a burger, but here you have to do the work
yourself. Here you can top it all off and get crazy with it. With a rotisserie chicken, there's not a lot you can do with it. I mean, you can...
Yeah, it's got to stand on its own.
Right.
You can't cover it up with a lot of other stuff. So let's get to it. How was your rotisserie chicken?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was ordinary. It wasn't dry. It wasn't bad. It was fine. I wouldn't go there for rotisserie chicken. I don't think I'd go to the Magic Kingdom saying I need to go to Cosmic's.
But okay, so from the standpoint of someone that, you know, really tries his best to watch what he eats, you know, rotisserie chicken is something I can fall back on.
Right.
That's a good option for me. Chicken's a good option for me, and there's not a lot of places where I can get it. So, you know, that I know that, I'm like, okay, maybe the next time I'm in the Magic Kingdom and I want to be sure I'm watching what I'm eating.
This was a balanced meal because it came with the rotisserie chicken. It came with mashed potatoes and it came with green beans. Well, I didn't want mashed potatoes. I wasn't terribly hungry, so I didn't want to get too crazy before we did the party, the Mickey's Not So Scary party. So I opted for two extra green beans instead of mashed potatoes. They end up giving me both. I had mashed potatoes, green beans, and another set of green beans. With the rotisserie chicken, I enjoy the skin to be a little crispier. I don't usually eat the skin on rotisserie chicken, even if it is crispy, but I enjoy it that way. I just kind of pull it off. The only chicken skin I'm eating is if it's fried. So, you know, but it was tender. The green beans were cold, like shockingly cold. Like, really? But the mashed potatoes, they weren't bad. I didn't finish it, but they weren't bad. It's not. It's kind of hard to.
How much was it?
$14.95, which is
reasonable. I mean, given
it's theme park, yeah. It's a half rotisserie chicken.
For a half chicken, you know, that, I think that, you know, personally, I would think that's a reasonable price.
You know, not the meal wasn't great, but, you know, the green beans were cold. And we ordered this fast. We, by the time we got our food and did the little mini vlog, it was within
a minute. Yeah, we used mobile ordering for our meal, and so we looked at the lines while we were standing inside Cosmic Rays, and you know, there were 5-6 people deep, so we consciously said no, we don't want to wait that long. So pulled up mobile ordering, chose what we wanted, and I would say said that we were already there, and I would say it probably came up in about maybe 2 to 3 minutes from the time that we stood there, hit the order button, till it was out on the counter. We took it, found a table right away, put it down, took maybe pictures for like less than a minute, and started digging in right away. And it just, I mean, you couldn't get it out there to us that much faster than what we did.
And Craig, you had the falafel burger, right?
I did have the falafel burger, as we saw, and it was full awful.
Oh, no. You've been sitting on that for a few days, haven't you?
I actually might have said it in the vlog, too. I haven't launched it back yet. But I like trying unique stuff. And to me, it just, something about it being burnt.
Okay.
You know,
but let me ask this question. Is it reasonable? You know, vegetarian/vegan. Is it reasonable to expect you're going to get good vegetarian vegan food at a counter service restaurant at Disney? I mean, an ideal world, of course, but they can't even get the hamburgers to taste good.
I think it's definitely with this one, it's a problem. Obviously, you know, I would recommend, if I was going something vegetarian, maybe going over to go to Pecos Bill. And yeah, you're going to have a salad, but at least you can build your salad with a lot of different toppings and make it fun. It's just something like this should be easy to do. You know, I can pull out a frozen veggie burger from Trader Joe's out of my freezer, put it in my oven, zap it, and eat it instantly and say this is better than what I was served at Cosmic Rays. It just, I know Rhino's had problems with this before when he goes for the vegetarian, either like a black bean and quinoa burger, or in this case a falafel, they always seem to burn them. You know, they fry the patty too long, and so it just comes out charred. And it, as much as eating charred stuff is good,
It is.
It's not. No.
Maybe burnt ends on some, you know, barbecue.
That's about the only one. And that was just the problem with this one. It was burnt. It didn't taste right. Even putting condiments on, just it masks the burnt flavor. And so the food here, at least for what I got, I would say a big miss. And this place gets to me overall. When you go in there, like first thing in the day when service is starting and it's nice and quiet in there, you know, it's not a bad place to sit and get some AC, but during a 5-6 o'clock dinner service, when every single table is filled and you have to mix between people screaming over each other for conversation, plus having Sunny Eclipse
telling
his
bad
thing,
jokes. Yeah.
It is just, it's almost insufferably loud in there. Like, I can't say anything super positive about this place besides air conditioning and Sunny Eclipse.
And what you know, with ordinary, like as far as food goes, ordinary bores me. I don't like ordinary food. I kind of go a little crazy with food, but it serves a purpose where like a place like this and Backlot and Liberty Inn and Restaurantosaurus. It serves a purpose in the park when, you know, everybody, say you just want a hamburger. It's a terrible hamburger, but it's an ordinary hamburger. I should say it's an ordinary hamburger. If we did a blind taste test and got a hamburger from all four of these places, you would not be able to tell the difference. They're all the same.
And the hard part is they need to start adding, like, actual good specialty burgers to places like this to make them more appealing. It's 2017. A bacon cheeseburger is no longer a specialty burger. That's standard right, exactly. On like every single menu you go to get a burger anymore. Do something a little bit different with it. Add some unique toppings. And then maybe you can start to draw people in for that. But again, like you said, it's a great option for people with kids that are picky eaters and Steve. It's a great place
kids and Steve.
For them because you have the basics and there's no thrills along with it. So I'll never argue that it's not a good place for no thrills food.
Right. I'm sure it is. Yep. You get what you – it's ordinary. It's boring.
All right. So a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being awful, 5 being amazing.
I'm going to just say 2.5.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle. It really, for me, it is in the middle. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's necessary for us. And so I can't give too much hate and I can't give too much praise because it is just ordinary food.
I'd go with a solid 2 on it. I think there's, I do love Sunny Eclipse as much as I've joked about him. It's one of those just really dumb things that Disney has in a restaurant that makes no sense, but it there's so much charm to it. The food just is really bad. So as much as I like Sunny Eclipse, you're going there to eat first and foremost. Most people are, I think. So, yeah, 2.
All right. There you have it. Craig and Corey's review of Cosmic Rays at the Magic Kingdom. That will do it for this episode of the Disney Dining Show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next week. Have a great week, everyone.